So I'm joined here with Richard Webb, Director of Health and Adult Services for North Yorkshire County Council. Hello, Richard. Thank you very much for joining
me
today.
It's nice to be here.
We're talking about dementia. We're going to talk about Dementia Action Week. So if you want, we'll start off with summarising what the week's all about.
Okay, so it's national, it might even be international, but it's about raising awareness and actually taking action around dementia. For some people, I know a colleague of mine talks about dementia often being the last taboo. We talk more openly about cancer, we talk more openly about other forms of mental health issue, but actually we often are quite scared to talk about dementia. And this is about trying to turn things around in terms of our view of dementia and people with dementia. It's not just about a label or a disease, it's about human beings.
And it does affect a lot of people, like you said, and there does need to be more awareness around.
Absolutely. It affects about 2,500-3,000 people in Harrogate and Craven alone. That's 10,000 people in North Yorkshire. Half of those people won't even know they've got dementia. They might have some symptoms, but they won't realise it yet. So absolutely, most of us will know someone who has an experience of dementia.
What are the symptoms you should look out for?
There are things around failing memory loss, about word finding, a whole raft of symptoms that actually just gradually often creep up on you.
Yeah, and I mean, what do you think it's like for family members? Because it's almost just as difficult for them, if not worse for them, experiencing someone close to them go through an illness like dementia.
Yeah, absolutely. It's a real mix of emotions. And I've had members of my own family and close friends who've experienced it. I think, you know, if I can speak personally, what I felt was both a real sense of loss and bereavement that the person you'd known all their lives has suddenly changed quite dramatically, and maybe at a different stage in their lives. You know, they may remember different things in their lives. Equally, you can see things in a different way. So I can remember my wife's godmother, who had quite severe dementia. She was a very commanding figure. She was a teacher. She was, you know, a really pioneering woman. And the dementia really changed her. But actually what we learned to do was see the world through her eyes. So I remember taking her out for a walk and she picked up a leaf and looked at the leaf and could see every single vein in that leaf and actually had complete joy at looking at that leaf. And people just see the world through different eyes. Now, she had really severe dementia. For people at the early stages, what we're trying to say is you can live well with dementia, you know, and that's really important. There's some great stuff going on in North Yorkshire about enabling people to live well with dementia.
People do think dementia targets the older generation. However, it can affect people, I mean, you said as young as 30?
Yeah, absolutely. There are at least 200 people in North Yorkshire, so that's, what, 50 people in Harrogate and Craven, who are under 65, younger people with dementia, some of them in their 30s, which is really quite, you know, those of us in our 30s, 40s don't think of getting dementia. We often associate it with older people. But actually, that's really quite shocking, but very true. So we have to make sure that, you know, in trying to be dementia friendly, we think about younger people, you know, and their hopes and aspirations. They may have families, you know, it's a very different thing to think about.
Yeah. And how important is it that we have this Dementia Action Week and that we raise the awareness?
OK, so it's only 1 week, you know, 15th to the 21st of May. There's only so much we can do in a week, and we want to try and keep it going the whole year round. We've got some great organisations locally. So Making Space in Craven, Dementia Forward in Harrogate, the Alzheimer's Society, who do some fantastic work year round trying to raise awareness. And I think, you know, I think it's beginning to capture the public's imagination. So you get cafes that might provide dementia-friendly times of the week. You get cinemas that have dementia-friendly screenings. I know we have that in Harrogate here. So, you know, it's about those little steps that we can take that make life a bit better, a bit easier for people with dementia throughout the year.
Yeah, definitely. And there's, I mean, a whole ton of events coming up. Do you want to just name just a few?
Wow, there's so many, and perhaps if we can, you know, put them on your website or social media. But particularly between the 22nd and 24th of May, there are events in Skipton, in Harrogate, in Tesco's in Skipton on the 22nd of May, at GP Surgeries. There's quite a lot going on in Bentham this time. So the Bentham line, the railway line, is becoming dementia friendly, and they're going to have a launch of that on the 25th of May, which should be really good fun. There's an event at Ripon Cathedral. There's a play about dementia in Harrogate called Don't Leave Me Now. Lots of good things that people can get involved with.
And how can people get involved if they want to?
So, I mean, what I'd encourage you to do, if you've got access to social media, internet, have a look, Google Dementia Forward, Making Space, Alzheimer's Society, a lot of information there. There'll be stuff in the local papers as well. If you want to contact us at the County Council, we've got a special email address, which is dementia@northyorks.gov.uk. If you want to get involved with some of the work that we're doing, we'd love to hear from you. That would be great.
Perfect. Thank you very much. Thank you for joining
me.
Okay.
Pleasure.